They are called the Untouchables. However, you may have not heard their story. If not for 1 year, this man spent in a small town in Pennsylvania. The series of events that occurred to make their story into books, TV shows, and movies is next on The American Countryside.
Stream your favorite Farm Journal programs, podcasts, and personalities with the new Farm Journal TV app. You'll enjoy on-demand access to the agriculture information you need from the sources you trust. It's all at your fingertips and on your schedule, anytime, anywhere. The Farm Journal TV streaming app gives you all the must-see Farm Journal shows, all the podcasts from our expanding network, along with exclusive and early view content. You can stream on your phone or smart TV, and you can download programs and watch offline. Go to farmjournaltv.com now to get the special half-off introductory offer, which gives you unlimited access to all this content with a free 14-day trial subscription and the special price of $49 for a full year. Use code BIGDEAL to get this special rate. Don't miss a minute. Subscribe today at farmjournaltv.com.
Elliot Ness moved to Cowdersport, Pennsylvania in 1956. While there, he began to share some of his stories from his crime-fighting days against Al Capone in Chicago. When local, Joe Phelps, heard the stories, he knew a wider audience needed to experience them, and he reached out to a friend named Oscar Fraley.
Oscar Fraley, who was a syndicated sports writer and a wannabe author, and he said to Fraley, "You need to come here and talk to this guy Ness. There's a story here." So Fraley started coming to Cowdersport to interview Ness.
Steve Green at the Elliot Ness Museum says those interviews turned into a book that made Ness's work well known to the masses.
The bottom line is, with Ness as a co-author, because it was his memoirs, but it was Oscar Fraley who wrote the book, The Untouchables. So the story of The Untouchables was written and born in Cowdersport, and it's in Cowdersport where Ness achieved his fame, and the story of The Untouchables became known.
And after the book, there was the television series, The Untouchables, that ran from 1959 to 63. Ness's work even inspired a well-known comic strip that also wound up on screen.
Elliot Ness was the model for Dick Tracy. That whole comic strip and the books are really based on Elliot Ness, and mostly on his days in Cleveland.
Ness was only in Cowdersport for about a year, but that year produced the publicity that keeps him and The Untouchables a recognized name today.
That TV show is what exploded Ness's fame. It was syndicated worldwide, books written in different languages.
On May 16th, 1957, having only lived in this small town for 1 year, Elliot Ness died of a heart attack at his home. He was 54 years old, but the fame that came from those who interviewed him while he lived here lives on today. Traveling the countryside in Cowdersport, Pennsylvania, I'm Andrew McCrae.